Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, this is Bobby. Thanks so much for being on the weekday podcast. If you're new to these, we spend about 4 or 5 minutes every single weekday, and our hope is that you'd walk away encouraged as you launch into your day. And if you're not familiar with it, swing over to our sister podcast. It's called theweekdaymeditation.com. And I'm telling you, these two podcasts together will help bring you peace, clarity, power as you launch into your day. Well, recently, it seems like I've talked to a lot of people that just feel stressed out. Let me ask you a question. Are you stressed out now? It's so funny how the closer we get to the holidays, and you think about all the fun and the joy that they represent, how it can, at the same time, raise the anxiety in our lives. So how do you manage it? How do you keep stress at bay? How do you make sure that you keep the stress out of your day so that you can be fully present with those that you love, and you can be fully present in what God wants to do in your life instead of being stressed out? Well, to start with, the battle of stress is won or lost between your ears. It is in your thought life. Now, if you listen to the podcast for the last several weeks, this is no surprise to you. We've talked a lot about our thought lives. It's this reminder that what you fill your mind with actually determines the level of stress in your life. Let me say that one more time, that whatever you fill your mind with, it determines the level of stress in your life. And so when we keep replaying the wrong things in our minds, the stress level just goes up, up, up. And so the Bible has a lot to say about this. It has a lot to say about our thought lives. In Philippians 4 and verse 8, here's what the Bible says to do. It says to think about the things that are good and worthy of praise. Think about the things that are true and honorable and right and pure and beautiful and respected. And so as we think about stress today, the way to lower your stress is it starts with changing what you think about. In this verse, the Bible gives us 8 questions to ask ourselves for deciding if this is something that should be in our mind. And so we begin to ask ourselves, is it good? Is it worthy of praise? Is it true? Is it honorable? Is it right? Is it pure? Is it beautiful? Is it respected? See, these 8 simple questions become a litmus test that when you think about things that are good, worthy of praise, true, honorable, right, pure, beautiful, and respected, what you're really doing is you're picturing God. Isaiah 26:3 reminds us, it says, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." And so what you think about determines how stressed you are and how worried you will be. But when you fix your thoughts on God, He will keep you in perfect peace. Now, this takes practice. This takes focus. That's one of the reasons why we've released 2 new resources this year, Power Routines and the Weekday Meditation. These 2 resources together specifically help you own this truth, to fix your eyes and your thoughts on God, to find peace, to find power, and to find direction. Well, today, as you launch into your day, my hope is you'll take these 8 questions and you'll apply them to your life and the stress will go down. Feel free to drop me an email. Just drop a note to bobby@sugarhillchurch.com and I'd be happy to send you these simple yet powerful questions over to you to help get the stress out of your life. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.